All right. I think we had a good Friday practice. I think we've had a good week of practice. Guys have really focused and concentrated on what we got to get done. Looking forward to getting back at Mall of America Field and playing in front of our fans. I'm hoping that that place is loud from start to finish, and we really plan on giving them a reason to cheer. Looking forward to, you know, Kevin Williams. If the fact that he'll start this ball game puts him in a position where he'll have the most starts at defensive tackle in Vikings history for defensive tackles, which is quite a feat. And, you know, looking forward to watching him play in a just a class guy in so many ways. Practice-wise, injury-wise, Rhett Ellison is the only guy who probably won't for sure play. We're going to rule him out, give him another week to continue to work with his knee. Greg Jennings, you probably noticed, wasn't out there today. He had a personal matter had to be taken care of, so he's taking care of that. Other than that, everybody else worked hard and getting ready for our next day, which is tomorrow, as we continue our preparation.
Greg expected to be okay on Sunday?
Yes, nothing physical. He'll be fine. Be ready to go.
For that fullback spot, then, obviously, Zach is more rest, but what do you have as sort of a backup plan?
Well, we do some things with John Carlson back there as well, so we have some alternatives. And between John and Zach, you know, we'll be able to make it work with the guys that we have.
Could you point at all with the depth of that position where you think about not being able to use the fullback group as much, or does that not really change the scheme at all?
It makes a difference. If something were to happen to Zach or John, it would make a difference as to, you know, how many two-back formations we would end up in. So hopefully everything will go fine with the guys that we do have. We started working him a little bit there a week ago, and you know, we wanted to get him some more work this week and give him a chance to get on the field on special teams as well as what we're doing with him on defense.
As we look at that play Guyon made there at the end where he blows through the fullback and catches Fortes, but is that sort of a glimpse of what you think he can do?
No doubt about it. I mean, Chip, he's shown at times, you know, he can be a dominant guy. We were always looking for the consistent play from LaTroy, and that was an incredible play to have the wherewithal to not only make the tackle but to pull the ball out. I mean, it's just, you know, a great play. But he's capable of making plays like that, and we just needed to, you know, do it on a consistent basis.
Is that always the difference, Les, from the good ones and the great ones, or just being able to do that on a consistent level all the time?
I think so, John. I think you know, a guy like Kevin, who has just been so studied for so long in his career, those guys are sometimes hard to find. You know, there are guys who can make a splash play here or there, but, you know, you can't always count on them down in and down in and down out. And Kevin's been one of those, once you pencil him in the lineup, you kind of know what you're going to get, you know, every play. And you like to make sure that that's happening with all you guys, but that's not always the case.
Kevin's talked a lot about his pride in how many games he's played and not missing. I mean, as a coach and I guess as a player too, how much does that speak to just the reliability, you know, every week you're going to have that guy available?
It's huge. I mean, you know, sometimes when we're in personnel meetings and we're talking about players, whether it be on our team or somewhere else. So one of the first things I want to know as a coach is about his availability. What's his injury history? Because, you know, even though a guy may have a lot of talent and could be a very good player, if you don't have him on Sundays, it's not ideal. It's not what you're looking for. And Kevin is one of those, you pretty much can count on him being ready to go every Sunday. He's what you want, you know, especially in a great player.
The way the season started and Sunday being your first home game, how important is it for you guys to get out and get a quick start?
It's important that we get a win, however way we get it done. We like to get off to a fast start for sure. You'd like for that to happen, but we've seen in two of our ball games on the road, getting off to a fast start doesn't guarantee you anything. You know, we need to get a win, whatever way it takes for that to happen.
Did you feel like you gathered enough intelligence and your coaching staff was able to get enough on what this kind of remade Browns offense looks like?
That's a tough one, Brian. You know, you can only speculate, you know, how different it'll be with Brian Hoyer at quarterback, how different it'll be with McGahee and whoever else they play at running back, who's at fullback. Bringing their number one receiver back for, you know, off of suspension. So it's, you know, we'll have to kind of see as the game goes on exactly who the Browns are with some of the new positions, new faces in their offense.
You think it'll be more of an adjustment kind of a game for you?
It's hard to say. You know, it's hard to predict. You know, we have tape to go off of, but a lot of this tape we had to go off of, they're going to be different people in those roles now. So we'll see.
Les, what do you feel in the need to tell the guys, hey, I mean, I know they traded their star running back and they have their third quarterback in, but, you know, don't take them lightly. Is there something even more that you want to drive that point home this week, given what's happened?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, and it's the National Football League. You know, players have a lot of pride. I'm sure their head coach is doing a good job of rallying the troops, and they'll be ready to go. And we better be ready to go. You know, our home opener, we have to have a sense of urgency for sure.
You made a deal with Cleveland before the draft a couple of years ago. Richardson and Khalil, it looks pretty good right now. In hindsight.
Well, we felt it looked pretty good when we drafted Matt. I mean, we didn't need this trade to solidify that in our minds. We're very, very happy with Matt Khalil.
Do you think, talking about Williams, is Khalil on pace to one day be a kind of a great lineman down the road, worthy of being drafted that high?
No, it's so hard to look into the future. I mean, what Kevin Williams has done over the course of his career and Matt at the very beginning of his career, is just, you know, wouldn't be fair to Kevin or Matt to try to project, you know, where he's going to be 9 years from now. It's quite a feat, you know, what Kevin has accomplished.
Les, when you hear North Turner offense, what does that mean to you?
A lot of deep routes, a lot of screens, a lot of play action, you know, taking shots down the field, and a lot of screens and situations where we faced them in the past.
Gordon had a lot of big plays last year. Is he a guy that just constantly want to stretch your defense?
Yeah, I mean, they relied on him a lot a season ago to make some big plays down the field, and in the preseason, he did the same thing. So, you know, he'll definitely, you know, give him a boost when it comes to taking shots down the field. So, all right, thanks, guys.